Good morning.
I'm Brady, reporting live in the KBPS News Center on Summer Sound 2025.
And I'm Jude, reporting live. The time is 11:30.
A state of emergency has been declared in Multnomah County for today's dangerously hot temps. The temperature is forecast to be around 100 degrees today. The state of emergency takes effect in about 30 minutes at 12. KPTV reports that at least three local cooling shelters will be opened. One at Gateway Church on Northeast San Rafael Street. Another cooling shelter will be at the Congregation Beth Israel Church on Northwest Flanders Street. And a third cooling center will be open at Portland Covenant Church on Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. The county says no one will be turned away from the cooling shelters and pets are welcome. As we've reported, your forecast for today will include excessive heat warnings from the National Weather Service in Portland. We're seeing dangerous conditions with temperatures of 97 to 105 degrees overnight. Temperatures of 63 to 70. Heat-related illnesses increase significantly during extreme weather events. Drink plenty of fluids, stay in cool places during the heat of the day, stay out of the sunshine, and check up on relatives and neighbors. Do not leave young children and pets in unattended vehicles. Seriously, it can be deadly. Do not leave any unattended children or pets in vehicles. Remember to drink plenty of water and stay hydrated.
After months and months of waiting, a beloved local radio DJ and KBPS alumni has finally received a much-needed double lung transplant. Scott Tom is recovering this morning at the University of Washington Medical Center after finally receiving the life-saving surgery over the weekend. Scott's wife, Adele, shared a new photo of him on Facebook just hours ago with an update saying his new lungs are working well and Scott had a good night of breathing on his own. Today, he'll be working on getting up, moving around a little bit, and sitting up while breathing on his own. Scott Tom's a local radio legend and the current afternoon host on 106.7 The Eagle. Many also know him for his commitment to loving animals and helping rescue animals in local shelters. Scott is also a proud KBPS alumni and most recently visited us at AM 1450 during the last tech show in April. We're all keeping Scott Tom in our thoughts and sending him our love.
Really, really hoping and glad that he's doing well. There are many shelters available for nearly 7,000 people who are on the streets of Portland. Although not all shelters have the same pros and cons, according to Oregon Live, many shelters have been set up around Portland and services at each shelter can be different. Here are some of the different shelters and what services you could expect. At overnight-only shelters, a set entry time, an evening snack, a morning breakfast item, bathrooms, a cot or sleeping pad, pet crates, bed reservation, trauma-informed staff, city outreach workers available each morning. At 24-hour shelters, you can expect meals, bathrooms, showers, laundry facilities, free used clothes, areas to socialize, a dedicated bed, lockers for belongings, pet lodging, and on-site support services. Some 24-hour shelters also offer medical assistance and job skill training.
Something you can go do today if you're looking for something to do in this incredibly hot day is tennis down at the Gateway Discovery Park from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., they will be hosting DJ Time with DJ George, where you can go enjoy some family-friendly music. So head down to Gateway Discovery Park if you want to do something other than staying inside.
This has been Summer Sound News on KBPS. I'm Grady.
And I'm Jude, reporting live in the KBPS News Center on Summer Sound 2025.
And we're going to be back with the weather forecast after this.
WorkSource Oregon presents Your Career, Your Choice. Whether it's going for your very first job or starting your career, many job seekers stumble over what to put down on a resume or application. This is especially true if you don't have a long work history. To build your resume, Lonnie Martinez at the Oregon Employment Department says, don't be afraid to take on volunteer jobs.
It offers them the ability to be somewhere on time, to be responsible enough to complete the duty, whatever it may be, or duties. It also shows their willingness to be civic-minded and help in the community in which they live and help other people.
Your Career, Your Choice is a service of WorkSource Oregon. For more information on how WorkSource Oregon can help you get your career started, go to our website at workinginoregon.org or visit the WorkSource Oregon Center nearest you.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations.
But really, what we stand for, together with the OSAA, are the 99,000 high school sports and performing arts students in Oregon. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, debate team members, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, officials, and adjudicators. We stand for the drummers, football players, and actors. We stand for the golfers, singers, and swimmers. We stand as the national leader and advocate for these essential activities and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Portland weather.
Hey, it's your DJ Sydney back at you with the updated weather forecast. The forecast for today has sunny weather with a high of 96 degrees. Tonight, it's looking pretty clear with an overnight low of 68 degrees. And tomorrow, it's looking sunny once again with a high of 95 degrees. Make sure to stay cool out there. Right now, we have clear skies and 99 degrees in Vancouver. We have clear skies and 84 degrees in Hillsborough. And it's currently clear and 81 degrees in the Rose City. Also, just as a reminder, there is an extreme heat advisory and a state of emergency issued on Multnomah County going until 10 p.m. tomorrow night, so make sure to stay cool, stay safe, just stay safe out there, because we don't want nothing bad to happen. Up next, we have West Coast by Lana Del Rey. Thank you for listening to Summer Sound 2025. I'm your DJ Sydney. I love it here. Thank you for listening.